Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. A little bit slower than normal this time. My mom, Granny Pat, died this month, so we've been doing all of that. And I think that she did a pretty darn good job at it, but it occurred to me that it would really have been nice to have heard her words about a few things, and since I've got this Geezer Cast gizmo going, I'm gonna do the Geezer Cast to you that I wish she'd done to me. Because, we had some tough times there while we were trying to figure out what to do and so on and so forth. So here are some thoughts for those of you who are coping with the time when I die. Yeah, I think Granny Pat just about nailed it in terms of the way that she died. She died very quickly. She basically went from 100% to in a coma in about a minute and a half. She had a huge stroke, just massive stroke. And so I'm positive that she didn't suffer much. And I think it's much easier from the standpoint of being a family member to have a fast transition than a slow one that lasts several years. It was painful while it was going on, and it was really sad, and we were really grieving. But compared to a long Alzheimer's kind of thing, it's way better. So that's my hope, is that that's the way I go too. And if I do, she was very emphatic about not getting revived. And I just want to say that here on this Geezer Cast, that I don't either. Because, boy, those long years of sort of being super incapacitated after a stroke just don't appeal at all. Thank you very much. And I know that she felt that way. And it made it a lot easier for us. Because, you're really tempted. The docs come and they say, well, we have all these gizmos and we can do all these cool things. Although even the docs on Mom's stroke were a little sketchy. This was a huge stroke and the odds were really bad right from the start. So it was actually easier for us. But if it's marginal, go ahead, don't revive me. Because it's not something I'm interested in at all. Thanks. Another thing that we did that I liked a lot is we threw her a really great party. In fact, the music that's in the background is Sentimental Journey. Richard and I did duets for all the music, and the Sentimental Journey tune was a big band favorite of Mom's, and we used it as sort of the wrap-up tune, and I stuck it on the video of her that I made. I made a video with a bunch of pictures of her, and that's the soundtrack. One of the other things that I think we did well was we really took care of each other. And so, it's great to mourn, but make sure that you take care of yourselves during all this, because you can get yourself into a pretty rough situation. Marcy and I were having the roof redone on our house in town, and we had the 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift with Mom. And then we'd get home and sort of get to sleep about 4:30 in the morning. And then about 7:30, the roofer guys would show up and stomp around on the roof. And, they had to do it. But we were getting pretty flaked out there towards the end because we basically weren't getting any sleep at all. So try to avoid that if you can. And then I think one of the neatest things that we're going to do is... we're using Mom's death as sort of a call to action. She was really into the textile center in Minneapolis. She and Dad were some of the earliest contributors. They sort of gave them the first donation that kind of got them going, and have been enthusiastic participants ever since. And so we formed an endowment, and we're going to... I'm going to kick it off with a pretty big donation, and then we'll raise a bunch of money for the library, and the folks at the Textile Center have named the library for Mom, and we'll try and get that going, which I think is a neat way to remember. Marcy and I are dedicating one of the prairies here at the farm to her as well. She had a lot to do with those prairies in terms of kind of egging us on and understanding and helping us out sometimes financially with that. So Pat's Prairie is right out the front window where we can take a look at it. We're going to build a little place to sit so that people can go out and sit with Pat. I think it'll be neat. So, you know, do something like that. Do something that is forward-looking. And, I don't know. That's sort of the list that I came up with. I think I'm going to let the rest of this show be the Sentimental Journey tune that I banged out. Stumpy and I banged this out at the farm. It's my first attempt at big band arrangement. It's much harder to do than I thought it was. So I thought it came out pretty good, but it took a lot of editing to get it to this place. So I think that'll be it for today. I imagine that Geezercasts are going to be a little sketchy for the next few months because we're going to probably get through the Christmas season and then head south with no destination in mind. Sort of decompress for a while, but there will be a Geezercast in there somewhere or another. Anyway, until then, see you around. Hope you enjoyed this one. Sorry it's so gloomy, but it's a good passing.